Hi, this is Brent Goodfellow reading my column from the August 2008 issue of the CPA Technology Advisor entitled Accounting Tech Potpourri. Less paper is better because. Okay, so I wanted to write about a couple of topics with another busy season just finishing up. Not sure how your firms did, but we ended up doing more with less. That is, more returns completed with less personnel and paper. If I'm not mistaken, that's supposed to be the promise of the Less Paper Initiative. It's not less paper for less paper's sake, but rather, it's less paper equals more efficiency. We used the Wolters Kluwer ProSystem FX scan product for scan and organize. I personally don't believe this provides a significant advantage while paging through the digital source documents during data input, because whatever I'm looking at on a particular source document page, I can quickly move to the appropriate tax input screen. Where the benefit of this type of scan and organize is realized is after the fact when I'm on the phone with my client and they have a question about, say, their K-1. In this case, the bookmarked source document file is a real time saver. I can link quickly to the K-1 without having to page through the digital document looking for it. HP gets back on track. HP has long been recognized for the best printers, especially laser printers. However, over the recent past, I have been personally disappointed with their MFP multifunction printer devices. These are those all-in-one devices that not only print, but also fax, copy, and scan. Notably, these devices have been ink-based and have created lots of connection issues, especially with Windows Vista. I know what you're going to say, this is Vista's fault, but really, it's a combination. As with previous new versions of operating systems from Microsoft, hardware makers were late with drivers that work. This is not entirely the fault of the hardware makers either, since Microsoft does make changes to the beta bits right up until the release of its operating systems. Anyway, I believe HP is back in the game with their recently released color laser jet all-in-one, the CM1312 NFI MFP. This attractively priced $499 device is rated at 12 pages per minute for black and white and 8 pages per minute color. My testing was consistent with that. The color output is, in a word, breathtaking, matching color laser output from devices much more expensive. It's not a particularly pleasant machine to look at and has a hefty footprint, but that supports the 125-page output bin. The blank paper tray only holds 150 sheets, which is a bit skimpy for my taste, and the four toner cartridges, which cost around $70 each, are easily accessed through one door from the front of the device. In addition, the device has an Ethernet 10/100 port, but in my testing, scanning was next to impossible if connected via this port. With respect to saving time and being more efficient, HP has implemented their new instant-on technology, which gets the job printed much faster than previous models without this new technology. As far as scanning goes, the device has a generous 50-page automatic document feeder. But if you want issue-free scanning, plan to connect the device using a high-speed USB 2.0 cable rather than using the 10/100 network port. Overall for me, this device passes the bang-for-the-buck test with flying colors, a nifty little workgroup multifunction device. E-file comes more of age. We've been e-filing returns for several years, but there have been some holdouts, both clients and preparers. This year, over 92% of our returns were e-filed. I believe this added to our overall efficiency. Apparently, this is the trend industry-wide, and most reports indicate double-digit increases in percent of returns filed electronically. The real advantages of using this method is the immediate discovery of mismatch issues, like a Social Security number not matching a name or a dependent claimed when the dependent claimed themselves. This eliminates dealing with those issues after the fact. Notable this filing season was support for e-filing of partnership returns, and some states, like California, requiring practitioners to e-file. If you're not currently e-filing returns, you will need to get up to speed quickly. Some thoughts on the future. Now for some thoughts for 2008. With the release of Service Pack 1 for Windows Vista, the aging of current hardware, and the increasing difficulty of obtaining copies of Windows XP, I believe many practitioners will be moving to the new operating system. Other contributing factors will be better support by industry-specific applications and hardware driver availability for Windows Vista. Along with a steady move to Windows Vista, many practitioners will be moving to the Office 2007 suite. In my experience, Office 2007 behaves better on Windows Vista, and this will be the year of acceptance for the new user interface. If your firm is one who will be moving to Office 2007, don't forget the most effective learning tools, which include the Office Interactive Guides. These handy little flash programs allow a user to select a familiar command using the old interface and then interactively see how the same command is accessed with the new interface. Fall of 2008 will bring the release of the Windows Server 2008 version of Small Business Server, codenamed Cougar. Many of the firms who have been successfully running Small Business Server 2003 are doing so on hardware that is approaching 4 to 5 years in age. Since the Windows Server 2008 and Windows Vista code bases are equivalent, investing in a Windows Server 2008-based version of Small Business Server will be attractive to those firms. In addition to Windows Server 2008, the next version of SBS will include Exchange Server 2007, which requires 64-bit hardware. That may prove a deterrent for some, but 64-bit hardware has been around since 2004, and most firms who will want the new version of SBS will be investing in new hardware anyway. So, as you evaluate your 2007 busy season and make plans for next year, remember what Yogi Berra said, "I never blame myself when I'm not hitting, I just blame the bat, and if it keeps up, I change bats."